This is NPR.
Thanks, guys, and good morning, everyone. I'm Matt Martinez filling in for the lovely Rachel Martin today. It was a rough night in the South. Severe thunderstorms and tornadoes injured dozens of people in Alabama. Thousands lost power. Steve Chiotakis at WBHM in Birmingham has this report.
At least two residents were critically injured while people were at home or shopped and ate on a Sunday afternoon. The parking lot at Walmart, a typically busy weekend place, was strewn with damaged cars and shopping carts. Other strip malls and fast food restaurants were hit as well, sending people running for cover. At least two dozen homes were damaged or destroyed, and thousands were without power. More bad weather was reported in central and south Alabama near Selma, and some homes received damage north of Pensacola in the Florida Panhandle. There was a tornado watch up for much of the area by the National Weather Service, which predicted the bad weather along a dynamic storm system that affected much of the nation's midsection, with storms in the south and freezing rain and heavy snow farther north.
That's Steve Chiotakis reporting. Senator Barack Obama met with John Edwards in North Carolina this weekend. Obama's trying to get Edwards' endorsement. The former presidential candidate is torn over who to endorse. There are reports that Edwards is concerned that Obama is not ready for the presidency. There was no comment from the Obama camp on whether there will be an endorsement. A roundup of weekend politicking coming up later this hour with Jim VandeHei of Politico.com. And it was an all-night party in Kosovo last night. Crowds gathered and partied in Pristina. The country unilaterally declared its independence from Serbia yesterday. Kosovo is the sixth state carved out of the old war-torn Yugoslavia. Now it's a bit of a waiting game as it waits to see which countries will officially recognize it. Here is more from NPR's Silvia Pajoli in Pristina.
European Union foreign ministers meet today in Brussels to try to forge a united stand on Kosovo's recognition. The 27-member bloc is preparing to send a civilian mission to take over from the UN and steer the new nation to statehood. It was expected the main European powers involved in Balkan diplomacy, Britain, France, Germany, and Italy, could announce recognition directly after the meeting with the US following later in the day. But this morning, German Chancellor Angela Merkel said Germany will not make a decision on recognizing Kosovo today, saying the main priority is for the European Union to act together on Kosovo. Several EU members, such as Spain, Romania, Cyprus, and Slovakia, have separatist movements of their own and fear a domino effect. They are not expected to announce recognition in the immediate future.
That's NPR's Silvia Pajoli reporting from Pristina. The polls are closed in Pakistan. Election officials said security concerns may have kept some people away. Today's parliamentary elections were originally scheduled for January, but Benazir Bhutto's assassination pushed them back. Results from today's elections are expected to start rolling in around midnight Pakistan time. And Jumper, starring Hayden Christensen and Samuel L. Jackson, about people who can teleport, raked in $27.3 million, landing at number one at the box office. Remember, the news is always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.
David and Nelson, back to you.
Matt Martinez, thank you.
You're very welcome.
Thanks, Matt.